Proclamation number 2048 of August 29, 1941. Fearless proclamation of the divine word. Extraordinary power. It is God's will that no other power should be feared when it comes to proclaiming His word to people. Times will come when this will be strictly forbidden. Times will come when the gospel will only be passed on in silence and secrecy because people fear earthly power and are therefore timid and fearful. People should also work in silence. But if they offer themselves to God for service, then they should also recognize God as the only Lord and serve Him in such a way that they speak loudly and fearlessly and proclaim His word. Only then will they be the true champions of Christ and win souls for Him from the adversary. The commandment to love one's neighbor is the greatest, and fighting for the souls of fellow human beings is true love for them. This will be a time of struggle that calls for courageous fighters who are devoted to God, for the world will proceed mercilessly and spare no means of violence in order to bend the will of those who follow Christ and confess Him before the world. But God's grace will be effective to the same extent. Supernatural strength will flow through those in conflict. They will patiently accept what is imposed on them. And the more intimately they unite with God, the less they will feel the earthly hardship or scourging of the body. For in this time everyone who gives himself to God will be blessed and he will be able to accomplish things that are beyond earthly possibility. And trust in God's help will banish all fear and worry, and the person will be able to speak and answer without considering his words. For it is not he who now speaks. God uses the servants who are devoted to Him and works through them. He drives the will of those to act and speak as it is His will. Whatever may come, God stands by you who are to proclaim His word. He gives you His strength, He makes you knowledgeable, He guides your every step, and whether apparent earthly violence threatens to destroy you, nothing can happen to you against God's will. He has given you a great task, and as long as you endeavor to fulfill your task, you are working in His pay. And He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He is the most powerful one to whom everything is subject. He can destroy in an instant what opposes Him, and if He does not do so, then love for all His living creations determines Him to do so. For He does not destroy what is of Him, but He tries to win it back forever. And for this He needs people who fearlessly stand up to those who are devoted to the hostile power. The word of God should be proclaimed loudly. It should not be suppressed or only offered in small circles, but the world should hear it and recognize what strong faith can do. It should recognize that there is a power that is stronger than earthly power and that man is inviolable if he entrusts himself to this power. For the world will experience things which may well be enough to persuade people to believe as long as their will is good and they strive for the truth. Amen.